We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Zach Meisel from Cleveland.com. Zach apparently invited everybody. Wait, hold on. I'm going to try this again. What is going on here? Here we go. Zach, what's going on, man? Wait, hold on. We're going to put Zach back on hold. We'll get Zach up in just a minute. We lost. There we go. Zach. A little confusion, but we got you. Zach, you with us?
I'm with you guys.
Zach, I was about as confused as Paul Hoynes was about your wedding. What happened there?
It was pretty basic. It was a nice sunny day. I don't know. What are you guys looking for here?
Well, apparently he didn't get the invite, Zach.
That's actually not true.
No. He said he forgot about it or something. We had him on. It was funny.
I was busting on Zach.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I knew he got invited.
So, in typical Hoynesy fashion, yeah. I should have just gone straight through his wife and not through him. He RSVP'd yes and didn't realize, even though we had, you know, we talk about our travel and we divvy up the schedule and whatnot. And I said, I'm like, hey, I'm getting married on this day. I think the Indians were in Houston. I'm like, I'm sending you an invite. So if you want to come, we'll have to talk to our boss and get someone else to cover the series. And of course, he said, oh, yeah, we can do that. Don't worry about it. Like, and they RSVP, yes. And then I think it was like 3 days before the wedding. He came to me and he's like, Zach, I screwed up. And he had, of course, he had already booked the travel. And
right.
And he was like on his way out the door to Houston. So
that's hilarious.
Typical Hoynesy. During baseball season, you can't ask him questions or plan anything.
Yeah. Apparently, Zach, you can't ask questions to Trevor Bauer either. Or if you do, they better be clearly in the form of a question, because he did not like. You know, when he pitches badly, he's uncomfortable to talk to. Or at least it seems that way. Well, what do you make of him?
He's uncomfortable to talk to after a start, no matter how he pitches. And sometimes, you know, it's always every time he like exits a start, and whether it's the third inning or the seventh inning, I think I kind of survey the scene and I think to myself, what's this post-game setting going to be like if I had to guess? Because there have been times when he pitches really well and yet is still such a sourpuss, and there have been times when he's pitched poorly and he can't do anything but laugh at how poorly he pitched. And then, like, the typical thing is he pitches poorly and it's like you're in a mausoleum. I mean, it's quiet and it's terrible and there's just a terrible vibe and a lot of tension, and it's just funny. I mean, yeah. Josh Tomlin is the same guy no matter how he pitches. Corey Kluber is the same quiet, boring guy no matter how he pitches. I mean, he's the one guy who, like, you're just waiting on that to flip that switch to where he, like, matures not only as a pitcher but just as a person in interacting with the media.
You know, Zach, I thought it was interesting listening to Terry Francona's comments after last night's game. He seemed really frustrated. It's kind of rare. You know, Tito doesn't really show a lot of emotion, but I wasn't there. But listening to him talk about Bauer's performance and the fact that it really put him in a tough spot, trying to get a win. They're down 4-0 before a blink of an eye. And then, of course, the bullpen gets extremely taxed last night as well. Did you get the sense Tito is really kind of reeling here a little bit?
Yeah, it's funny. So he'll admit this. He will never criticize a player publicly. He's fine talking about statistical based stuff. If a guy is struggling, he'll break down the swing, whatever, what have you. But if, you know, the way Trevor Bauer pitched yesterday, it almost left him in a lose-lose situation. I mean, what is it for a guy who doesn't want to throw his players under the bus? He doesn't want to talk ill of them. What do you say about a starting pitcher who gave you two-thirds of an inning? I mean, there's not much you can say. So I think, yeah, it's frustrating because not only was it a terrible start, but you tax your bullpen. You put the offense, which has been in a rut, behind the eight ball right out of the gate. And it's just it's a tough way to play. And it seems like I think the thing that's been so frustrating and perplexing for this team and the decision-makers is – it's someone or something different every night. I mean, Corey Kluber pitches really well, and yet it's Matt Chapman, a guy who has no big league experience or success, and he's the guy who, of course, takes Kluber deep twice. And, like, the next day it's Bauer who can't pitch well, but you get a great effort from the bullpen. And, like, the day before, Brian Shaw couldn't hold it down. So, I mean, it's something different every night. It's every part of the roster, and it's why, like, if you're putting blame on this lackluster first 90 games, you have to put – you're putting blame on so many different people in so many different areas. It's not just – you can't just point your finger at two or three guys and say, this is why the Indians are where they are.
Zach Meisel, Cleveland.com. Well, we've got the answer easily, Zach, because Mickey on Twitter asked if I would trade Bauer and Naquin for Sonny Gray. So, I mean, we've got the answer there. It's pretty simple. Make that trade, and all the problems will be solved. In all seriousness, do you expect the Indians to trade for a pitcher?
Yeah, I do, but I think this is the exact scenario you did not want to get into, and it's funny. I mean, we said when we talked at the beginning of the year and you guys asked me what's the area of the roster that's most concerning, I said really the only area is the starting rotation, which I thought had the highest ceiling. Absolutely. The rotation was the reason the Indians had that 14-game winning streak last year. It's the reason they won 94 games. But I also thought the rotation had the lowest floor. I thought there was the most potential for doom just because there wasn't much depth behind the five they had. Basically, Clevinger, I don't think they trust Merritt enough to be comfortable giving him a regular turn in the rotation. And that's it. Cody Anderson's hurt. There's not much down there. So, you didn't have a ton of depth, and maybe you thought Tomlin would struggle, but you'd have Clevinger to replace him. You didn't expect Tomlin, Bauer, and Salazar to all struggle and to lose Kluber for a month. So they're in dire straits, and the problem with that is that starting pitching is the hottest commodity every summer, and it is especially so this year because the Astros could use a starting pitcher, the Yankees could use a starting pitcher. There's a reason offense is up, home runs are up. It's because starting pitching is a scarce commodity. The Indians are fortunate to have Kluber and Carrasco, but they probably need a third guy. And if you look at the trade market, you know what people are going to be asking for. So it's not the ideal situation to be in.
Is there a target you would like them to go after, Zach? I mean, somebody that you think fits the need?
Well, I mean, the talk around Sonny Gray makes sense. Last year, if you look at his stats, last year was the outlier when he struggled. Other than that, his entire major league career, his numbers this year, his hits per inning, or his walks per inning, his strikeout rate, everything lines up this year as it did his first 2.5 seasons when he was really, really good. So he's also signed, I think he's making like $3.5 million this year. He'll go through arbitration the next 2 years. He's the guy you'd like. I mean, if you're comfortable giving up Mejia, and then you're going to be stuck with Gomes and Perez for the duration of those long-term contracts, then I think you can maybe get more. But if you can pry away Sonny Gray and not give up Mejia, that might be the best-case scenario, the best thing you can pull off. And I think, interesting talking to people, I know Sonny Gray is ready to get out of Oakland. I know he's looking for a change of scenery, would like to pitch in a playoff race. And so you also wonder, maybe a guy like that, I mean, we saw with Andrew Miller last year, even though Andrew Miller was good in New York, maybe a guy like that pitches even better than he has because he's finally in a situation where he's got something on the line.
It's interesting that you say, because I would assume they'd have to give up Mejia. I mean, if they don't trade Mejia, would they have to trade McKenzie and Bobby Bradley or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, McKenzie is certainly, I mean, Mejia's one, McKenzie's two.
Yeah.
But we've seen, I mean, Oakland is weird in that it seems like they're always going for the long-term view. And I know Billy Beane had some things to say about ownership and the fan base and how he's had to operate out there. And it's boy, it must be really tough to be an Athletics fan.
Yeah.
But that's why, maybe they take a chance on a guy like McKenzie who won't be big league ready for a few years, as opposed to Mejia, who is probably big league ready a year from now, if not sooner.
I know Joel Sherman wrote today, Zach, that the Mets should consider listening to offers for Jacob deGrom. If Jacob deGrom became available, if I'm the Indians, I give up Mejia and whatever else it takes for that guy.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too, is if you can live with the catchers you have,
yeah,
then you can go get that really good third pitcher. And all of a sudden, I mean, look at how are you going to beat Kluber, Carrasco, and DeGrom or Sonny Gray or someone like that in a playoff series. A lot of people are saying, you know, the Indians need 2-3 starters. That's not true.
No.
Because, look, they're going to win the division. And I think you have to take a step back and realize that what they did in Oakland, they're not going to keep doing that for 2 months. There's going to be better play here, and the division stinks. But you have to start thinking about October and how do you set this thing up to be successful. And they found a style that worked for them last year, but it's really tough to do that again. And you're going to face some really good teams. And, you know, I don't think you can get by with Kluber, Carrasco, and a bunch of question marks the way you're set up. Maybe you can, but why not give yourself a better chance? Go get that third really good starting pitcher. If it doesn't cost you Mejia, that's fantastic. If it does, it's something you got to think about.
Zach, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for joining us.
Best of luck.
Congrats on getting married, man.
Thank you. It's been the exact same.
All right. There you go. It's been the exact same. Well, how long have you been together?
A few years, but everyone asks, you know, what's it like? And I said, I might have a better idea after baseball season, but I think for right now it feels like I'm married to the Indians and the wife is more like a side chick.
Are you waiting on the honeymoon till after the season or did you go?
Yeah, we'll go off on a nice trip to Maui sometime in November. So
you're not switching islands, Zach, are you?
Not switching islands.
Smart move. Smart move.
Couldn't book it in October. Had to book it in mid-November just in case.
It's amazing. Maui's the best. Have fun, Zach. We'll talk
Thanks,
to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
All right.
it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.